central tendency, populations, and distributions. Here are terms from the field of inferential statistics along with some comments on their use. The population is the set of all observations of interest to the investigator. These may be individuals, procedures, or any type of measurement. A sample is a group of observations selected from a population and chosen to represent the population as a whole. The values in a sample are those that are actually observed and measured by the researcher. The sample is used in inferential statistics to make assumptions about the population. Generally, the larger the sample, the stronger the inference and the less likely that the observed difference is due to chance alone. Small samples are more subject to error. A study to detect a slight difference or slight increase in disease risk with great precision will require more individuals than a study for less precise detection of large differences. Measures of central tendency describe how observations cluster around a middle value and locate only the center of a distribution measure. They include the following. The mean is the sum of all values divided by the total number of values, the average. For example, the mean of a group of numbers, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, would be the sum of the group, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19 equals 42, divided by the number of values, 6. So for that group of numbers, the mean is 42 divided by 6 equals 7. The median is the midpoint of the observations, with half the observations falling above and half below the median value. Because the median is not affected by outliers, the median ignores extreme values. It may be a good approximation of an average. For example, using the same group of numbers as above, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, the median would fall between the third and fourth listed value. The calculation would then be 4 plus 6 divided by 2 equals 5. The mode is the observation that occurs most frequently in a data set, and it determines the height and shape of a curve. It should be noted, however, that data sets can be multimodal or even be non-modal. No value occurs more often than any other. The mode is not usually affected by outliers. Using the same set of numbers, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, the mode would be 4. The range provides a value that represents the difference between the highest and lowest values in a data set, but it does not say how many observations are in the data set. It is not a stable measure of dispersion, as it does not provide enough detail or specificity. For example, the range of the same set of numbers, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, is 17, but this could indicate a range from 1 to 18 or 10 to 27. Often, range is used for metrics such as temperatures or ages. Measures of dispersion. After finding measures of central tendency, the next step is to measure data dispersion. Measures of dispersion give information about the distribution of data around the mean. Range, deviation, variance, and standard deviation are the four most commonly used measures of dispersion in healthcare epidemiology. Range, as previously discussed, is the largest value minus the smallest value. Range is both a measure of central tendency and a measure of dispersion. Deviation is the difference between an individual value in a data set and the mean value. If a given data point is greater than the mean, it has a positive deviation. If it is less than the mean, the data point has a negative deviation. When data points are equal to the mean, they have no deviation. Variance is the deviation around the mean of a distribution. Standard deviation, represented by the symbol sigma, is a measure that reflects the distribution of values around the mean. It is the average of all deviations in a data set and indicates how spread out the data are around the mean. A small standard deviation indicates that the data cluster tightly around the mean, that is, most data fall relatively close to the average with few, if any, outliers. A large value indicates that the data are spread out more widely, with more possible outliers or a larger range. Exhibit 2-15. Standard deviation in a normal distribution. Consider again the hand hygiene compliance example from earlier, in which floor A had a consistent 50% compliance rate while floor B had a range of 15% to 85%. In that situation, floor A has a smaller standard deviation than floor B,